Terry and Bradley in this past game, obviously each had an interception for the first time.
You know, I think if you look back over the last month, and our goal of our defense is always to improve each week, and I think the corner play, they're working hard, they're keeping their head down, they took some criticism early, but they keep working in their play, and really the play at the ball, I think. We don't have guys running wide open, uncontested. We have guys that are covered, and they've made some plays on us, and I think our guys are getting better and better at the ball of making plays. So I think both Carey and Fletch had great games the other night. They really got up and challenged their receivers, and that's what they do the best. So it was a good game for them, and they were on them, and they played the ball well.
Is Fletch looking back at it more? I mean, in the discussion about Fletch early on was about we needed to turn and look for the ball at a certain point. What is he doing differently than maybe in the beginning of the season?
I think that it's always been the same coaching point, that you don't look back for the ball until you can touch the receiver, knowing that the receiver is always going exactly where the ball is thrown. So technically, you don't have to look to see where the ball is thrown. The receiver's telling you where it's thrown. And if you can't touch him, then you can't make a play on the ball either. He'll come back to you if the ball is underthrown. So we just keep working on that. And as you play the nonverbal cues that you get from the receiver, when his hands, his eyes, those things. And we're just, Coach Lovett and Coach Leiter doing a great job working that day in and day out. And we just keep throwing them, deep balls and playing the ball at the point of the catch point. And they're getting better at it.
We kind of smirked earlier about referees calling the game tight back there. And we said, last year they kind of, it seemed like they loosened up. Are you seeing any loosening up in terms of?
It changes week to week. And we talk about it all the time. And find out how they're calling it early in the game. Have conversations with those men, the officials that are calling, they're human, see how they're doing it, and then we'll adjust our game accordingly. If they let you get away with more, then do more. If they don't, then do less. And we just kind of try to live by that and play it through week-to-week process.
Bill, is this the best quarterback and the best offense in the NFC that you're facing?
It is this right now. It really is. These guys are very hot. They're very hot at home. Aaron Rodgers is playing as well as you've ever seen him play. His receivers are catching everything. They've got a great plan. They've got a big running back that'll run downhill. So they've got a balanced attack. They've got a very accurate thrower, good decision maker, can get out of trouble, makes good decisions, hasn't thrown very many interceptions. The offensive line has been together for a while. They're playing well as a unit. They're not giving up a whole lot of sacks. So this is probably the most balanced, efficient offense we've faced, yes.
Is there any way to rush him effectively, or do you just have to do it?
Absolutely. There's always a way. I think they're a very high efficient offense, but, we're playing better and better defensively, and we'll do the things that we do and see how we match up against, their protections, their run game, their passing game, and we're excited about the challenge. It really will be a heck of a test to see where we are as a defense against this is what you want to do. In the NFL, you get to play against the best, and that's a fun part. It's nothing you say, oh, God, we got to play these guys. It's, hey, let's go play these guys. Let's give them our best. Let's get their best, and let's see where we stand at the end of the game.
Billy, when you were in Pittsburgh, I don't know if Aaron Smith was there or not, but one of the better 3-4 defensive ends, but no one really ever recognized him. I mean, is Fletcher kind of playing at that level right now? And how do you quantify what he's doing so far this season?
I think we've said it every week. And, again, it's not sacks that matter to us. They really don't. We don't control sacks. We control how many times we move a quarterback off his spot. And Fletcher Cox is moving him off his spot constantly. And we're all glad that he finally got a sack, because that's what everybody kind of says. That's what means you're good. And it doesn't to us as coaches. We can't control the quarterback's decision to take the sack. A quarterback can force a ball when you have pressure on him and throw an interception, or he can hold the ball and take the sack. So we don't have control. He can throw it away, or he can intentionally ground it. So the fact what we've got to work on is how many times can we move him off his spot and put him under pressure. And our guys, and Fletcher Cox being probably the top guy, him and Trent Cole are constantly getting that guy off the spot. And then throw Vinny in there. Vinny's always in the backfield. So they move him off the spot, and then who knows who gets sacks. It just changes week to week. We're glad that collectively we're getting them, but the sack is not the measurement, our measurement anyway. It was great to have that many sacks because you get more notoriety for the players, and I like seeing them have success. But as a defensive staff, we're looking at moving them off the spot.
Bill, Chip talked yesterday about the value of having you pretty much have the entire group back from last year, other than Malcolm coming in for the most part. What's the value in having these guys really in the middle of their second year together as a group and just kind of growing together?
I think you see that in I know people say Connor Barwin's been rushing more, and he hasn't. the defense itself is growing in its understanding, and the unit that's rushing is rushing together better. The coverage is tighter than it was a year ago, so the ball has to be held on to longer. And I think when you hold on to guys and have that continuity, plus add to that the chemistry that these men have, now you're growing, and that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to be better this week than we were last week.
Statistically, Donnie Jones isn't among the league leaders, but how much of an impact is he having on the defense where almost half of his punts are inside the 20?
You know, all of last year and this year now, the drive start is a huge part. I mean, we are constantly trying to figure out what's their personality inside the 10, the offensive. And you don't see it much, but when you play us, you're going to have the backed up plays because Donnie does such a good job, and the cover unit does such a good job. So the coverage units are a huge part of our defense and drive start.
In what ways has Casey Mathis improved since you came?
I think Casey first of all, you have an intelligent, instinctive football player. And when you first get them, they don't know your own defense, so it's tough to summon that to show. The fact that he's such a student of the game and that he's every week getting better and better, and we're keeping him in the box that we think he's the best at, he just continues to gain confidence in the system and in himself and those around him. And I think that makes any player play better.
Well, there's a tendency to, if something's not going well, you bring in a new guy. You guys kind of really stuck to what you had last year. What did you see that made you think this process was going to keep evolving and they would go together?
I think you have to build a foundation, and in doing that, you know that there's going to be errors, and it's not easy. Everybody wants it to be an instant fix, everybody playing great, everybody just understanding it thoroughly, and it takes repetition and repetition and repetition. And I will say this, and I know I touched on the defensive back coaches, but what you've seen out of Coach Jerry Azanero and Bill McGovern and Mike Dawson in our pass rush, and the emphasis a year ago, we had to teach guys how to drop, but now we've kind of refocused on the pass rush, which you emphasize in the NFL, you usually get. And those guys, not only in what they're doing in the run game, but now our pass rush, and we put more emphasis on it, because you can't do everything at once. You got to kind of grow what you want first, stop the run. Then you get, okay, now attack the passer. What you're seeing is these coaches that really getting the most out of these players. And then in the middle, the job Rick Minner with the help of Michael Clay, those guys, we're having all those injuries in there. They're our quarterback. We just lost our quarterback. And what Rick Minner did and does weekly with preparing those guys to make our checks and calls on guys that don't have great experience, I mean, that's stuff that needs to be talked about, because those guys are doing a phenomenal job. And that's why next man up is succeeding. It's because of the preparation of those position coaches are really better than most teams.
In terms of coverage, are you playing more man this year than you did last year, or has it been pretty similar?
No, we're not. But if you remember at the beginning of the year, I talked about we had some real hard zones and we had some real man coverage like most people just as a starting point. And then we had some bridge coverages, you know, kind of in between man and zone. We've just added more of those, and I think it's given us one more element to throw an offensive quarterback in his read off. They look like pure zones, but they're not. And we just move in and out of those three elements, and I think that's probably what you're seeing in the coverages. We understand our assignments better, and that helps you play better.
Brandon Graham saw an increase in his snaps this week over previous weeks. Is that just him getting more comfortable with dropping, so he's on the field a little bit more, or does it have more to do with his ability to rush the passer?
No, Brandon is in our mind right now a complete outside backer. I mean, there are very few that can do all three great, right? Most of the time, you want to rush the passer first, and he can do that. And Trent and Connor, they rush the passer well. Then they set the edge in a running game, and all three do that well. And they've learned and grown in their coverage aspect of it, which a year ago was a challenge for us. But I think all three of them are interchangeable. And we roll Brandon in there as the rotations go. But it's not saying we're more confident in him now than we were early. It has nothing to do with it. Brandon's come along and worked his tail off, and we're excited about the reps when he's out there. We don't miss a beat with those guys out there.
Packers are shifting your offense into a different gear. Can you talk about how they're particularly doing that with the use of their tight ends, particularly in the red zone in the last game with Boston and Corliss, and how that impacts what you're doing defensively?
Well, they've got a very versatile attack. You know, they've got a very quick, rhythmic passing attack, and they use it's not. I know Jordy Nelson kind of everybody thinks that's the main target, but good offenses take what you give them, and I think that's what you've seen. The red zone, the use of tight ends are usually amplified. Green Bay, I worked with Mike McCarthy in San Francisco. He's always been a big tight end, a fan of the tight end and how to use it, especially when you get in the red zone. So I know him well, and I know, and you see that. But when the quarterback can read what you're in and can effectively give the ball to who's open, I think that's what you're seeing. And you stack that with a real solid run game, a downhill run game. Now defensively, we have to defend everything. It's not like we can only defend a pass. We have to defend all of it. And I think that helps the offense.
Very effective with a four-man rush this year, Bill. How has that had a ripple effect on just your entire pass rush, having that success with four guys?
If you can pressure a quarterback with less rushers, the ideal is you'd rather pressure with three, because then your numbers in coverage win. When you pressure with four, you still have good numbers in coverage. When you have to go five to the rush, now there's more one-on-ones, and you've got to be able to hold up in a one-on-one battle. So the fact that our guys are really excelling in a four-man rush helps you call the game different, which helps the coverage numbers increase our advantage as opposed to the receivers, and I think that's what you're seeing.
Bill, they scored 41.5 points at home, 22 on the road. Is there anything to that in terms of those home-road splits?
I don't think so. I really don't. I think we really one game at a time, you just play the best you can. Every offense is a different challenge. The game gets crazy. You don't know, like, the turnovers. There were way more turnovers than we'd had. So I don't think there's a home or away. It's how well you play in that game and how your matchups are.
Back in there after being active the week before, how did you get the graded out?
Marcus did a nice job again, and I got to let everybody – moving from outside to inside is a hard move because of the eye placement. If you haven't ever done it in your career, and Marcus hasn't, we're growing him, and we like where he's growing right now, and we saw an opportunity to get him out there and get him some reps. I believe he had 10 to 12 reps, and he got better this game than he had in previous games. So we like where he's growing.
You can count any sack, I suppose, as a coverage sack. But do you have some sort of metric that says of the 9 sacks, they credit X number of these as coverage and X number of these is just great?
You know, I think it's a combination of not only – the hardest tackle in football is of the quarterback because he's got so many things he can do. He can throw it. So he can throw it away. So that's a hard tackle in and of itself. So we do factor in, and we talk a lot in the pass rush room about, look at his coverage. There was nowhere to go, and that's why your extra effort got you the sack. So the extra effort and the effort which our guys rush, some of them are effort sacks. You know, you didn't beat a guy with some real crisp move. You just outworked him along with tight coverage. Now you got that extra step. And we talk in the coverage room all the time, hey, how can we buy our rushers one more step? Sometimes that's all they need. And the rushers know, hey, the guys are working their tail off back there. Some of them are one-on-one. They've pressed coverage. They've got a whole lot of field to cover. I've got to make these things count, and I can't finish until I get them down. So every sack is a combination, like you said, of the coverage part of it, the effort. And then there's some that are just, wow, was that a nice rush. You just made that man whiff. You had a one-on-one with a lineman, and you won. Those probably, as a coach and you evaluate, those are the ones you say, there's their pass rusher. And then there's others where the guys are unblocked. There's others that you're mismatched at defensive ends on a little running back. So you kind of factor it all in, and that's why we say, hey, did you move the guy off the spot, and who were you matched up on?
Bill, another question.
Guys, two more.
I'm sure you're busy when the Eagles' offense is on the field, but I'm sure you take a casual interest in what the other defense is doing. Pat and Chip have indicated that they don't see a lot of out-of-the-ordinary stuff from opposing defenses. They kind of see what they expect. Do you suspect, I mean, I'm just asking you to guess here, that when you're preparing to play the Eagles, you're thinking about pace a lot more than scheme? You're thinking about getting that pace during the week?
When you face our pace, your scheme has to go into a smaller box so you can get it communicated and you can get it executed. So one of the things I think defenses do, they get less volume of defense that they face. I know in my history, other than practicing against them every day, it would have taken me to a real small box, because I don't want my guys to make mistakes because of tempo. So I keep it simple. And I think that's what we get a lot of.